Life Audio.
Hello. Thank you for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, the podcast that examines one verse each day to learn more about God and His will for our lives. I'm your host, Quinice Petway, and after this short word from our sponsor, we'll dive into today's Bible verses, Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2.
Did you know that the Salvation Army not only provides services to those in need, but we also produce a network of Christian podcasts you can listen to on your favorite podcast store? One of these shows, Words of Life, is a 15-minute weekly show featuring interviews, testimonies, Bible studies, and more. In April, we'll once again hear from author and pastor Natalie Runyon. She has created a new 6-week discipleship course for women to talk about community, women in leadership, accountability, and more.
We want discipleship to be what's drawing people, not bounce houses. They're more likely to come back and not just to be entertained. Even in me, you know, making him have to pry it from my hands, he was still saying, but I have something better. It was because of the redeemed saying so, of telling the story of what God had done. When we point people to him, they're going to want to know him.
Listen to Words of Life on your favorite podcast store or visit wordsoflifepodcast.org.
But look around you, your family, your faith. They're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn in theaters April 26th. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Today's Bible verses are Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 and 2. How blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. What's the first place you go when you need direction or wisdom? Is it mama or daddy, sister or brother? Is it a book, a consultant, a friend, or even an internet search to see what Dr. Google has to say about the matter? With so many sources at our fingertips through our smart devices, social media, podcasts, and television, it's easy to mistake our sources as beneficial avenues to get answers that we need in life on how to be blessed. But we fail to realize that often their perspective is contrary to God's will and His way. Our verses of the day allow us to take a moment to examine our circles and take a closer look at who we allow to influence us. This can be done by first looking at who we walk with. Psalm 1:1 starts with, "How blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked." Some versions say ungodly. Blessed means happy, or how happy. And it comes from the Hebrew word esher. It doesn't mean our lives will be problem-free, but rather we can experience and enjoy God's goodness and His favor. And so the first key is not to walk in the counsel of the ungodly. And so this means not dwelling with, living with people who give us ill advice that's contrary to God's word, that are wicked, that are criminals, that are sinners, and once again, direct us in ways that are opposite of what God would have for us to do. The verse goes on to say, nor stand in the path of sinners. To stand means to remain or hang out with, abide with sinners. And that means sinful people. Once again, those who are going against God. It doesn't mean that we can't be around people who sin in an effort to help them come to know Christ and let our light shine. But this is not our go-to people when we are seeking wisdom and direction in our lives. The verse continues with, nor sit in the seat of scoffers. To sit means to dwell, remain, abide, or make your abode. So similar to standing and walking. We're not just hanging out with those who don't believe in Christ and don't believe in God's way and His direction. Some of the versions, instead of saying scoffers, say scornful or mockers. Oxford Dictionary defines a mocker as someone whose teasing and contemptuous language or behavior directed at a particular person or thing. And so in this case, we're talking about someone mocking God, mocking his word, not believing that his word is true or not believing that certain commandments are applicable to life. They may lead us or steer us in a direction opposite of where God would have us to go. And so that makes us not have blessed lives. So we're reminded of what not to do. And then verse 2 goes on to encourage us on what we should do. The passage says, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. To delight means to take pleasure in, to desire or to long for God's word, his perspective, his viewpoint, his teaching and instruction. And we can find that in his word and also with godly counsel. Those people who do believe in God's word and follow and can advise us through what God says through his word. The verse goes on to say that we will meditate on the word day and night. And so meditating means to think about, ponder, examine, and really truly see how we can apply what we read in God's word to our lives. And day and night doesn't mean that we have to read the Bible all day, every minute of the day, 24/7, because that's unrealistic, but rather learn his word and think about it frequently so that we can make it a part of who we are and allow our viewpoints to be shaped. And ultimately, it impacts how we act. So let's recap. Our keys to living a blessed life are to pay attention to who we walk with, stand with, and sit with when we're obtaining counsel. We can ask ourselves the question, is this godly counsel or is this contrary to what God would have us to do? The second portion is, then we can delight in the law of the Lord. And finally, meditate on his word day and night. So overall, we can be mindful of our influences. The goal is to have godly influences in our lives and not the opposite. For more confirmation, Joshua chapter 1, verse 8 says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you'll have success. So who are you walking with? Who are you listening to? Is it the latest guru or celebrity? Is their opinion based on scripture, or is it a worldly perspective? Is it your coworker or family member who always mocks the word of God? We have to ask ourselves these tough questions so that we can evaluate our source of information and guidance, because ultimately to experience the blessed and prosperous life that we're looking to live, we get to choose to listen to God through his word. And that's the key. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for reminding us to examine our company and our counsel. Please help us to delight in your word and allow it to be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. Please forgive us for times where we have sought counsel that was contrary to your viewpoint. We want to live pleasing in your sight, to not only experience your blessings, but to reflect your light back to this world. We love and praise your wonderful name, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Your Daily Bible Verse is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
What do you do when your world is falling apart? How do you march when it would be easier to stay where you are and die? Join me every week on the March or Die podcast, and we'll discuss that and so much more.